This is Talk of the Nation. I'm Neil Conan in Washington. In a few minutes, we'll be talking with Dana Milbank of The Washington Post about how the forged report, originally from British intelligence sources, about Iraqi attempts to import uranium made it into the State of the Union message, despite the fact that it's now known two CIA memos were sent to the National Security Council at the White House precisely to prevent that from happening. We'll be talking about that for the remainder of the program. We'll also be speaking with two former members of the National Security Council, and we'll be taking your calls on that issue, 800-989-8255, 800-989-TALK, or you can send us email, TOTN@NPR.org. But we want to continue following up on the news yesterday of the death of Uday and Qusay Hussein, Saddam's sons, in Mosul. After the news came out in Baghdad, celebratory gunfire broke out. In this country, Iraqi Americans have been glued to the coverage of the war and its aftermath, are reported to be relieved and elated as well. Joining us now from his home in Pomona, California, is the imam at the Islamic Education Center of Orange County, Imam Syed Mustafa Al-Kazwini, and always good to have you on the program. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, Neil. Good to be with you.
And is that an accurate description of the reaction of the Iraqi American community? Elation?
Absolutely. It is an accurate account, and all of them are continue to celebrate this big news for them. They see in it the end of a painful and long era of savagery and brutality which was exercised by those two evil sons of Saddam Hussein.
In his address this morning from the Rose Garden of the White House, President Bush said that Iraqis could now be reassured that the old regime of Saddam Hussein was gone and gone for good.
I think on April 9th, Iraqis were certain that this regime would not come back but to power again. But it was a matter of seeing him and his two sons and the other cronies of the regime being captured and brought to trial by the Iraqi people, so the Arab world, the Muslim world, and the rest of the world would realize the scope of the brutality and the criminal acts of this regime against his own people and against his neighbors.
Yet this does scotch any possible hope of the succession that Uday or Qusay could conceivably follow their father.
Absolutely, absolutely, and also it will strongly and deeply demoralize Saddam Hussein himself when he receives the news, and the rest of his followers who are still active, unfortunately, in this evil triangle there. It is a big psychological blow to their efforts, and we hope that peace and stability will be restored gradually to the Iraqi cities and towns.
Have you spoken with your family in Iraq since the news came out yesterday?
Indeed. After I heard the news in the morning, I called my aunt in Karbala, who lost three of her sons back in the 1991 uprising against Saddam Hussein. And she was thrilled at this news, and she said that I was praying all the time to God that he will eliminate this regime, he'll bring us freedom, liberty, and security, and now I can see my prayers are being answered by God, and I hope to see the day of Saddam is coming to an end soon.
When the president spoke in the Rose Garden this morning, his principal message seemed to be that things were better than we often get the impression that they are in Iraq, that attacks on troops were being executed by just a few holdouts, as he called it, Ba'ath Party loyalists. Also today, Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz spoke at the Pentagon about his recent trip to Iraq, and he obviously concurred with what the president had said before, that no military operation works exactly as planned, but that he was quite pleased with how the situation in Iraq is unfolding. And here's an excerpt of what he had to say.
There is no humanitarian crisis. There is no refugee crisis. There is no health crisis. There has been minimal damage to infrastructure, minimal war damage, lots of regime damage over decades, but minimal war damage to infrastructure except for telecommunications, which we had to target. There's been no environmental catastrophe either from oil well fires or from dam breaks, and there's been no need for massive oil field repair.
That was Paul Wolfowitz speaking at the Pentagon earlier today. And Imam al-Qazwini, does that seem like a fair assessment to you?
Yes, yes, it does. And I myself visited Iraq, and I saw Iraq after the liberation. But we should not neglect the fact that there is a level of frustration and disappointment by the average Iraqis because of the lack of security, because the power and water are not restored to the fullest, because there is a high rate of unemployment in Iraq. So I think if we, if the American administration there can really restore power and water and reduce and increase the security and employment of the Iraqis, then they will feel secure, more secure, and they will feel more content with the situation.
Yet what are we to make of tapes, and these are broadcast on many of the Arab news channels, the satellite news channels, the tapes of Saddam loyalists vowing most recently today, in fact, vengeance for the deaths of Uday and Qusay Hussein?
I saw this tape, in fact, on Al Jazeera, and they were maybe a handful of people who were, we should realize that many people in Iraq were benefiting from Saddam Hussein and his regime. They were working for him, having financial security, many privileges, and of course they feel disappointed and angry at his removal, and they think that they would not have a good future in Iraq. This is why they are coming up with these images. But the majority, the vast majority of the Iraqis are relieved and happy that eventually this regime is going to an end, and Iraq will witness a new democracy and a new regime which really represents the aspirations of its own people.
Imam, thank you very much, as always.
Thank you.
Imam Sayed Mustafa al-Qazwini, the imam at the Islamic Education Center of Orange County. He was with us from his home in Pomona, California.